Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Penelope Noir, good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Monday morning.
It is.
To me, it's a dyed-in-the-wool Monday morning this morning.
It's a what, sorry?
A dyed-in-the-wool. I thought I'd go for a fashion term.
Cool.
Okay.
Dyed-in-the-wool.
Dyed-in-the-wool. Yeah, that's a fashion term, isn't it?
I don't know.
What do you got for us this morning in the wonderful world of fashion?
Well, I thought I'd talk about ID Fashion Week in Dunedin, which has just concluded.
It gets a bit of press, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's so exciting.
How come it's more exciting than other fashion out in the provinces?
I think because it has...
I don't mean to sound like an Auckland wanker when I say that, but I mean, you know.
I think because, part of it is... the fact that they have a fashion show called ID International Emerging Designer Awards, actually awards, yep. Where they get about 200 entrants and they choose like 43 from 19 different countries. And I think I love the fact that it's international.
And so, and it's in Dunedin. That's quite strange. It sort of makes me think that Auckland needs to pick its game up. I mean, just, you know, we're a bigger town than that. Yeah, we're a little bit more of a port of call.
Yeah, I kind of feel like Dunedin is... very distinctive in its fashion sense, though.
Yeah, in what way?
Just, I think it's, I don't know, I think that people just dress better down there. Maybe because it's colder.
Yeah, because it's colder, they have more opportunity to for more layers and more sort of like, say, in the North Island, we're a little bit sort of just, I know, I'm just shorts till I don't have to anymore.
Shorts and jandals.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, till I don't have to anymore.
Yeah, I just think...
Which just suggests to me, come on, get some courage, Mike. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ID Fashion Week was started in about 1999, and basically it was started by a group of designers and fashion lovers in a bar. Was their first show, and they didn't kind of like, I don't think they realised that they were going to keep on doing it, but I think it's pretty amazing. It's a charitable trust, so they reinvest all the funds that they make into the following year. They also have the ID Fashion Show, which is normally at the Dunedin Railway Station, and that has one of the longest catwalks in the world.
Longest catwalks in the world, yeah. world.
They turn the platform, which is just over 110 metres, into a catwalk, which is pretty cool. I've never been, but I think it would be pretty amazing. This year, the International Emerging Designer Awards had Anthony Tonin doing the music. We all know him. He's pretty stylish. Mm-hmm. And... you know, they have things like, there was a guy called Jasper Kilvray, he's from Leeds, UK, and he did some clothing that was embroidered bear mats and patches of businesses representing the working class that he comes from, which is Leeds. There's quite a lot of humour in his work. He had also a monkey wrench as a handle.
As a handle?
Yeah, on a bag, which I thought was pretty
cool. On a bag, I was going to say, well, not many clothes you need a handle for.
Yeah, the judges are, like, normally Tanya Carlson, Margie Robinson, and Amanda Linnell from Viva, and this year they had Kazaweza, Karen Walker, Benny Castles,
Kazaweza.
And Marilyn Hewitt from Maggie Marilyn. And the winner was a guy from Croatia called Damir Bigovic, and his collection was called Exvonia. And you can check it out on Stuff and also on idfashion.co.nz, but his stuff was pretty out there.
Define out there.
Okay, it's inspired by haute couture and Slavonian folk costumes and explores the migration of Slavonian natives and the resulting loss of cultural identity and heritage.
But in a jacket or something.
Yeah, so basically I'm looking at some pictures now on Stuff, and there's one where it's a big tartan skirt, and then there's a jacket that is black and white with a gold belt, but the jacket hood extends way up over the head, so I don't know how the person sees. I always find it quite interesting when designers put masks over people's faces or scarves or things like that.
It's not about the face, it's about the outfit, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. How's that going to, like, you know, translate into everyday life? Mind you, Rihanna...
But it's not really translating into everyday life, is it? It's... You're barely going to wear any of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all guys would be really skinny, look like on heroin, and just stomp down the street going, dunk, 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 dunk. Bit of attitude.
Well, you know, like Rihanna, when she was at Coachella, wore a face mask, didn't she? She wore like a scarf or
Rihanna
a Gucci
can wear
thing.
Anything.
Yeah. She
Prince used to wear lace tied around his face.
This is true. Yes. I forgot about that. He'd like...
And then there was a guy that was in town, I've talked about this on the radio before, there's a guy that used to hang around Vulcan Lane who wore a black muscle shirt and lace tied around his face. And it was one of those weird situations where everyone thought he was a bit crazy, but then again, it's not that crazy, it's sort of a bit weird actually, but then again, nobody went up to talk to him because it was kind of crazy.
Yeah. But everyone remembers him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, maybe that's why he did it.
Maybe.
It's such a power move to cover your face up like that.
Yeah.
I'm into masks. I would wear a mask every day if I could have, but if it didn't interfere with the radio.
You could just wear like...
I've got some fine masks, Penny. One day we'll have a week of masks.
That sounds like a good idea.
Just for the contributors.
Yeah, I think I wish I'd worn a mask to J-Day.
You wandered into J-Day, you said, too, over the weekend, Penny. And yeah. I think I can hear it. I hear it sort of in your voice, too. What did? Were you shopping? You're doing, you're sort of just doing, I guess on a Saturday, you're out there doing the second-hand shops and checking the new fashion lines coming in. And
oh, well, I was going
shoes
to,
and stuff like that. And then just, oh, shit, I went through Albert Park and, oh, no! Brink-a-dink.
I should have known. I heard the reggae music. Up the street. No, it's on
Don't
the way
blame
to
the reggae.
Gallery. On the way to the art gallery, but I did sit in the park for quite a while. It was pretty
How
cool.
Long?
Like Can't maybe remember. Half an hour. Checking out the fashion.
Well, and how was it? What sort of fashion was prevalent on J-Day?
There was a lot of Rastafarian coloured outfits.
Yep. Timeless.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing kind of like quite summery clothing, but then would wear a woolly hat or a woolly scarf.
Right, yep.
So
timeless.
Like, oh,
yep.
That's a bit of a contradiction.
You should have gone up and said something.
There was some there was one pair of pants that I was like quite shocked at.
Just the one?
Well, there were quite a few, but the one that the kind of like some guy wearing these patch pants, and I was like, what makes you decide in the morning I'm going to wear my multicoloured patch pants?
I'll tell you what, Albert Park is not the place to go and start judging people on their pants. I've seen some pants over there before.
That summer series.
Yeah.
Dancing fluoro man pants.
Yeah, fluoro man pants there. There's, like I say, pants.
Pants.
Pants. All right, well, that's a big weekend for you then. You're taking in the thrills and spills of Dunedin Fashion Week via the TV.
Yeah.
And the internet, I guess, and then getting stuck in J-Day.
Exactly.
That's fashion for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Penny.
Thanks, Mikey.
A Non-Mortal Orchestra, September 8th, Auckland Town Hall. A Non-Mortal Orchestra, September 8th at the Auckland Town Hall. All ages. We're not in love with you. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
Fancy new band?
Ooh, fancy new band.
Will Neil Finn be there?
Nah, Dave's band though.
Ooh, Dave's band. Fancy.
Fancy new band, Saturday, May 26th at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar. Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
It's music.
BFM, the original originator, broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95bfm.com.
from the cold light of day. It's too much for me to bear. Shivering inside, there's nothing else for me to do. I think it's time to cry. So if you hear me, let it go. No need to worry, it'll surely pass. Close my eyes and blind it down. Wish they could shut out the sounds inside my brain. Have the time till evening comes. Lays a blanket down over the sun. The time to run. So if you see me, let me go. No need to worry. This will surely pass, I know. So if you see me, you see me.
Of Sandy Mill, Let It Go. Hope some of you took advantage of the party up there at the Lula Inn on Friday night, Friday evening. Took advantage of that, enjoyed the sounds of Sandy Mill. 24 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning on BFM Breakfast. Right, now to give away this morning on the show, I've got a double pass to go to a thing which we talked about last week, part of the comedy festival, but not necessarily comedy. It's a double dollars pass to Inner Dialogue at 6:30pm on Thursday the 10th of May at the Rangatira Room at Q Theatre. It's hosted by Mike King, includes a lineup of New Zealand entertainers sharing their own encounters with mental health. Da-da-da! Be they everyday anxieties, technology-induced glitches, or things that have cut a bit close to the bone. Featuring Corey Gonzalez McCure, Jamie Bowen, Ray Shipley, Ashton Brown and more. It's a powerful and touchingly humorous event. Join us as we explore our inner dialogue to help make sense of the things that we think, feel and how these have funny and unexpected consequences. Which I think is really important. I think it's really cool they've got a show like that in the Comedy Festival. It's a night of exploring what it is to be human, using comedy to look at our collective idiosyncrasies and maybe even laugh at them. Good job. So there might be a bit of comedy in there as well. But I think it'll be really interesting. I've got a double pass to that to give away. If you'd like to go along to that, that is on, what did I say, May the 10th? It's the 10th of May at 6:30pm at the Q Theatre, part of the Comedy Festival. If you'd like to go along to that, give me a call now, 309-3879. You must have registered for a B-card, though. That's the rule. If you haven't registered for a B-card yet, you can go to the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com, and do so. Then we'll know you love us. We love you.
50 million years. It's gonna feel like 50 million years. Because we change so much of space and time. With all the water between you and I. So just leave me.
At the Tuning Fork, June 2nd, 95 BFM's Border Radio presents Elin Jewell.
I fell in love with your body and soul. My hands still sticky and my head's ice cold. My sugar tastes sour, my salt tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo. Trouble and pain, it's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Voodoo working, and I can't get a little. My eyes are sore. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Voodoo working, and I can't get a little. Body and soul. My hands still sticky and my head's ice cold. My sugar tastes sour, my salt tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, the same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo. And I can't get a little.
She's hardly gonna write a song about your voodoo not working. Oh, your voodoo's not working. Yeah, oh, look at that, 8:30.
BFM News Headlines.
Atamadie, coming up in your news at 9 o'clock. Middlemore Hospital's maternity ward faces earthquake risks. A new plan to tackle homelessness has been announced. Cambodia is facing the end of its free press. And the Pakistan Interior Minister has been shot at an election rally. Stay tuned for these stories in full, along with your weather and surf at 9 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed. If you hadn't already noticed, this is New Zealand Music Month here on 95BFM. In fact, throughout the whole of the month, all over the place. And so every morning on breakfast, we're playing a little thing called Deep Obsession. Here's this morning's little Deep Obsession.
It's time for Deep Obsession on 95BFM.
Thanks to Freak the Sheep and NZ On Air Music.
My name is Mellow Downs. I'm a light cider from Avondale. The song I've chosen is Troy Kingy, Grandma's Rocker Poem. He's an actor slash musician. He's been around for a minute. I've kind of just catched on to his buzz the last couple of years, but I know that he's been in the scene for a minute, and I think he's a long-time collaborator with Mata TK and some of those guys. And I know he does stuff with like Marika, the bass player, and stuff like that. So he's a multi-instrumentalist as well. He plays guitar most of all, and he's a real talented musician that I hold in high regards. And he's a crazy singer. Like, his voice is real, like, to me it's real nostalgic. That's what kind of caught me on to his sound, was like, you can hear kind of like Marvin Gaye in there, you can hear like old school stuff like soul, and then that's what I really like about his sound and his voice. When he dropped his latest project, I think it's Shake That Skinny Ass All The Way To Zygotron or something, that's what the album's called. And so like when that dropped, I got my hands on the album, I went to the release party and saw it live. To me, the album's like my top five New Zealand releases of all time, so yeah, that's how much it means to me. I like the sound, I like the whole concept of the song. I like how he's speaking from his, like, from a grandmother's perspective, talking to like their grandson. So like the way I perceive the song is that he's singing as the grandmother telling his grandson, her grandson, how she met the grandfather. His crazy storytelling, how he's talking about how he's gonna, like, how he met the grandfather in space and stuff like that, and like he took her to every corner of the galaxy. And like, to me, I'm all about like aliens and different planets in the fourth dimension and fifth dimension and stuff like that. So like, just really resonated with me, and just the storytelling, no one really does that from another person's perspective anymore. So that just really resonated with me. And just like at the beginning, there's a poem as well by this African guy, which is I forget how it goes, but that's crazy. It kind of just opens up the song beautifully, and just the instruments and the whole song and how it's constructed. I really fuck with that, man.
The sun set in the west, but what of the 12 suns? We live on their small axis, and also in the plethora of platforms. These black marks avoid us to hold the keys. Up there lives beauty beyond all comprehension, but also destruction. When your time on earth comes to an end, only then will you see we are the creator. We are one in the same. go forth, exist, my child.
Dear child, I want to tell you about a trip I had way back when I met this guy in outer space. Took me to the corner of the universe. Blew my mind when I saw my creator's face. Wanna put your handset down and turn your attention upwards. You're nothing but an electron child, just waiting for release. Grandma's rocket going, a cautionary tale, but it's more about a fool I've led. She walked into a portal to the cosmos. Saturn, jump ship when you get to the fifth dimension. A real life Jane Jackson, Grandma's rock the under the precipice is where I found my glowing door. Shot through the threads of space and time. My poor mother's embrace, I'm not gonna feel no more. Hope for an ocean eye up there in the darkness. Searching through the sky, the feeling is heartless, heartless. Grandma's rocket pulling, a cautionary tale, but it's more about a fool I've led. She walked into a portal to the cosmos. Saturn, jump ship when you get to the fifth dimension. A real life Jane Jetson, Grandma's rock the pawn. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Deep Obsession on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Freak the Sheep and NZ On Air Music.